The following shiur has been presented by Rav Tzvi Ralbag, Rav of Beis Ephraim, Woodmere, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Today's Daf Lamed Daled, is sponsored by Reb Leslie Kimmel, Le'ilu Nishmas, Chana Bas Reb Avram Aleh HaShalom Kimmel.
The Gemara discusses the Halacha that if a Shomer decides to pay for the Pikadon rather than making a Shvur, and he doesn't want to make a Shvur which a Shomer would have to make, nevertheless, the Shvuos Eino Bishusi he would have to make. Omar Rav Huna Mashbin Oisoi Shvuo She'eino Bishusoi My time chayshinon shemeinov nosanbo. He's only potter from the two shvuas hashomrim sheloi poshati bo, that he was not negligent, sheloi shalachti bo yod, that he was not, did not abuse the chayfetz for himself, he did not use the pikodin for his personal use, that he does not have to swear by the fact that he's paying for the pikodin. But shvua she'eino bishusoi, to make the shvur that the item is not in his possession, that he has to make. Why? Because we suspect perhaps he's keeping the chayfetz for himself. He's having it in his house, and he decides to pay for it, because he has his eyes set on this item. He wants to keep the item for himself, and therefore, rather than having to go look for it in a store and try and find such a particular item, he decides, I will pay the value of the item of the chayfetz, and I'll keep Yenem's pikadon, I'll keep the other person's pikadon, I'll keep the pikadon in my own rishus for myself, and after all, I'm paying for it. So because of that, we make this shomer, make a shvur, she'eino bishusi. The Rambam, in Perek Vav She'ela, seems to say that this shvur is a special shvur de Rabbonon. The Rambam says, Choshen shin shema einov nosam bo, umashbiin oisoi betakonas chachomim, shvur benekitas chayfet she'eino bishusoi, v'acha kach meshalim. So the Rambam clearly says that this is a special shvur from Rav Huna, a shvur de Rabbonon. And the question they ask is, what happened to the shvur de Raisa? After all, the Gemara in Davov says, Omar Rova, Omar Rav Sheshes, Sholei Shvuas, Mashbiin Oisoi, Shvuas Sholei Poshati Bo, Shvuas Sholei Shalachti Bayad, and Shvuas Sheina Bishusi. So the Gemara seems to say in Davov that the Shvuas Sheina Bishusi is one of the Shvuas Hashomrim. That's a Shvuas Deraisa. A biblical shvua, a shvua min haTorah. Yet the Rambam says, no, the shvua min haTorah is not applicable over here. All he has to make is a shvua de Rabbanon. And by the way, there's a big difference between a shvua de Raisa and a shvua de Rabbanon. A shvua de Raisa, we find the concept, mitoch she'eino yochel lishava meshalem. Let's say the shomer is someone who's not able to swear, he's a known ganav. So we say if somebody has a shvur, the raisa he has to make. And he cannot swear, see, he has to pay. By a shvur, the rabbanon, we don't say, mitoch she'eino yochel lishava meshalem. You don't have to pay because you cannot swear. The other person has a right to make a shvur and collect. But you don't have to automatically pay if you cannot make a shvur. So there's a difference between a shvur, the raisa, and a shvur, the rabbanon. According to the Rambam that learns that when the shomer decides to pay for the chayfetz, and he's potter from the shvuas, he's even potter from all three shvuas d'oraisas, and the shvuas she'eino bishusi is only a separate shvuah d'rabbanon. Why? What happens to the original shvuah d'oraisa that a shomer has to make, she'eino bishusi? So there are different terutzim given by the achronim, and one of them, I believe, is a fundamental understanding what the purpose of a shvur is, why does anybody make a shvur, why do we swear? One teretz is given by the Avnei Nezer, he wants to say, that since our Gemara says that by paying for the item, then retroactively the chayfetz belongs to the shomer, And that's why he gets the kefil, because we consider it as if it got stolen from the Shomer's Rishus. Therefore, says the Avnei Nezer, if retroactively it belongs to the Shomer, so he was never a Shomer on this Chafetz. And if he was never a Shomer on this Chafetz, because it belonged to him retroactively by paying for it, therefore he doesn't have to make a Shvuas HaShomerim. It's a difficult pshat, because he's only belongs to him retroactively, Samuch L'Gneiva, and from before that, it is his, so even though now he's not a Shomer, now he might not have to make a Shvuas Sheinu B'Shusi, but still to say that it means that in totally he's not a Shomer, Tzorchiyun. Another teretz is given by the Chidusharim, that he says that we only make a Shvua D'Oraisa where there is a Kfiras Mamoin. We only make a Shvua D'Oraisa where there is a monetary claim. For example, one aid comes and says that somebody stole an item, so there's a Shvuas Eid Echot. A Shvuas Eid Echot, you have to make a Shvua D'Oraisa. Why? Because the one aid says there is a monetary claim. You owe me money. And therefore, in order to free yourself from the payment of money, there's a monetary claim. You have to make a shvur. A shvur is only where there is a monetary claim. Since in our case, the shomer is paying for it anyway, because after all, he's paying for the value of the pikadon, the shvur is not a monetary claim. Therefore, there's no shvur d'oraisa. Difficult concepts, because first of all, over here, there could also be a monetary claim. Maybe it's a sentimental value. That goes into the question whether sentimental value is considered mominent. Is that considered a monetary claim? That's a shear in itself. But more so, the Ksois asks, that we find a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, halacha in Simen Ayin Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that if there's a question between a malva and a loiva, Ta'an ha-malva sif beis, Ta'an ha-malva v'omar, Hayoim soif azman shekovati. The malva goes over to a loiva, to a borrower, and he tells him, today is the day you have to pay me up the choiv, the loan. The loan is due today. And the loiva says, no, I have another 10 days to pay back the loan. So the halacha is, he has to make a shvua seses, he doesn't have to make a shvua at all, because it's a deraisa, because after all, he's a kofar koil. Vim hoye sham eid echot shayyim saiv zmanoi, hareze nishba shvua satoire. So the Shulchan Aruch says that if there's an eid echot saying that today is the due date of the loan, and the loiva denies it, so he has to make a shvua deraisa against the eid. Practic choice. Wait a second. Over here, there is no monetary claim. After all, the loiva admits that in 10 days from now, he'll pay back the choiv. He admits that he owes him the money. It's just a question if he owes him the money now, or he owes him in 10 days. But the same choiv, the same $1,000 that he borrowed from him, he's gonna pay no matter what. Therefore, there's no kfiras mamon, and he's not denying any monetary claim. Why then is there shvua d'oraisa? So he says, well, the fact that maybe you could have made money, time in America is an expression, time is money. So the fact that he could have made money the next 10 days with $1,000. All right. That's only a question of, the Ksoi says, maybe you could have, you're preventing him from making money, but that's not really, it's only a grammar, that's only a cause, it's not really a momentistic claim. He says, therefore he says, there's no real monetary claim over here. And nevertheless, in Shulchan Aruch Paskins, there is a Shvua D'Oraisa. Says the Ksoid, a very important Yesoid. And it's in Simen Ayin Gimel, Sifkot and Beis. Says the Ksoid, that a Shvua D'Oraisa is a Ptur. What does that mean? That means that a Shvua D'Oraisa comes in a scenario where you would not make the Shvua, then Bezin would go and collect money. Now money would exchange hands. Not whether it is a monetary claim or not. But right now Bezin is ready to go and collect from a person. A shvua is there to protect the defendant. Don't take money from me, I'm going to make a shvua. A shvua is to protect the person from a gevir, from a collection agency. Now Bezin wants to collect money from me, I have a right to make a shvur. I have a right to patter myself, to free myself from collecting money right now. A deraisa dike shvur is where it is a ptur. Says the Ktzais, in the case where there's an eid echot says that the loan is due now, and I say no, the loiva says that the loan is only due in 10 days from now, you're right, there's no monetary value between the difference between now and 10 days from now, but that's irrelevant. Right now, if we listen to the eid echot, then Bezin would come and take money from me today. Bezin would come and collect. A shvua is there to stave off the collection agency. Right now, Bezin is ready to collect money. Shvua is there, the eraisa, to patter yourself. A shvua is there to patter yourself from the collection agency. Therefore, where there's an eid echot saying that a loan is due today, a shvua de eraisa is very much in place, because the shvua will stave off the collection agency from Beis Din. Masha Ekin says the Ktzais. In the Ar Gemara, in the Gemara in Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, where the Shomer is paying no matter what. Right now, he's going to pay the money no matter what. He's paying for the Chafetz. So right now, he's paying for the Chafetz. The collection is happening no matter what. The Shavua of Eina Bishusi is not preventing any collection, because even after the Shavua, he's going to pay the value of the Chafetz. So whether you take the item or you take the Chafetz, either way, Beis Din is going to collect money. Shavua is not preventing any collection of money. Shavua is not a ptur over here. That's not a Shavua deraisa. You know what this is? In such a case, a shvua is a birul. Bezin wants to know what really happened. Is he paying for it because it really got lost? Or is he paying for it because he's keeping the chafetz, the item, in his rishus? In such a scenario, shvua is not a ptur. Shvua is a birul. Shvua as a birul is only a shvua de rabbanon. A shvua de reise is where it's protecting from collection agency of Bezin. It's staving off the tashlumin. It's a ptur. That's a shvua deraisa. Where shvua is not considered a ptur, where either way you're going to collect the money, then the shvua is not pottering you from anything at all. It's just a biru. It's letting me find out what took place, what happened. Shvua as a biru is a shvua derabbanan. And now we understand very well the difference between a shvua deraisa and a shvua derabbanan regarding the concept of mitoich she'ini yachol l'shava meshalim. By a deraisa, a shvua deraisa, if you don't make a shvua, then you pay automatically. Mitoich she'ini yachol l'shava meshalim. If the shomer, if the person who has to make the shvua, if he cannot make the shvua because he's a chashet, because you can't trust him on a shvua, so in such a case, he automatically pays. Why? Because if a shvua is a shvua deraisa, then if you don't make the shvua, it's a ptur. And if you don't make the shvua, then automatically you have to pay. There is no ptur. You pay automatically the money. Masha enkein a shvua derabbanon, where a shvua derabbanon is in place. For example, I come over to a person, I tell a person, you owe me $1,000, and he's a kaifa koil, and midoraisa he's potter. Chacham said, make a shvua. Their shvua is only a derabbanon, it's a biru. We want to know what happened. Does he owe him the money? Doesn't he owe him the money? There, if it's mitaych she'ena yachol l'shava, there, if he cannot make a shvur, he's not mishalem, because shvur was never a ptur. Shvur was only a biru. See, if I cannot make the biru, it doesn't mean, if I cannot clarify what happened, it doesn't mean I have to pay. You can make a shvur, shekenegdai, nishma v'noitel. You can make the shvur, the other person, the terveah, can make the shvur and collect money. But you can't say that the person who had to make the shvur, and by not making a shvur, the abonon, automatically has to pay, because their shvur was never a ptur, it was only a biru. So we have over here, in our Gemara, in Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, a fundamental understanding, the difference between a shvur deraisa and a shvur derabbanan. A shvur deraisa is always a ptur. It's to protect yourself, to stave off the collection. You have a right to patter yourself and make a shvur and prevent money being taken from you. Masha'enkein, a shvur derabbanan is always a biru. It's only to clarify what took place, and therefore the differences apply.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.